I guess I'm talking about hunting and fishing. I'll first start off with my most recent year. The MyAlaska has made getting your like hunting and fishing license so easy. It's not even, you just have to sign in, click on services, my ADFNG, then their shop, I think, comes up as a link, and you basically just buy everything you need. The blind fishing license, for those who don't know, is 50 cents. You don't have to provide proof on purchase, but they can ask for an affidavit if you get, you know, interacted with by a state trooper or fishing game. So they can ask for later proof. But when you get it online, it's, like I said, it's 50 cents. The hunting license is full price. So yeah, so far I haven't found any perks actually getting the blind hunting license. I do it, but yeah, I do. Yeah. Regarding hunting, I actually, because of work, I haven't gotten too much time off to go hunting. I think my last time was maybe 2 years ago, I think. It was for moose. Right now, it's my goal to take a moose with my recurve bow, which basically I would have to be probably about 20 yards away, which rough estimate would be, I'm guessing, from me to that back wall. It's all instinctive, Kevin. It's all instinctive. I shot compound until my bow exploded in my hand. And when 70 pounds explodes in your hand, it sounds like a pistol going off. And I was like, oh, I could have died. So I picked up a recurve and I really haven't looked back. I find it more meditative. And it's, you know, it's definitely more about your form and how you feel the shot. There is aiming, but aiming is actually the least amount of it. You know, you feel your shot. You can tell if you're doing something wrong. I learned by shooting blind bail, pardon the pun, but it's basically you're standing about maybe 5 feet away from the target with your eyes closed and just kind of feeling your body get into the proper form. Do that, you know, 200 times in a row, about, I don't know, a couple weeks that, you know, just to that, get your form down, then focus on, all right, how am I going to aim? But that's me and archery. No, within, like I said, within about 15 yards, 15 to 20 yards, I can put, I would say, 4 to 6 arrows in the kill zone of a white-tailed deer target that I got. Not every time, but enough to where I'd feel comfortably confident after a summer of practicing to go after a moose. With a rifle, I do use a laser sight. And so a sight, my dad or another sighted hunter would help me aim using the laser sight. Because on average, that's about, you know, at least 100 yards off. So I've got no chance of seeing that. But yeah, that was, you know, I've done, I think, 4 black bears that way, a bison and a moose. Duck hunting for me, I'm just a recoil block. So I like to eat ducks, but I could live without duck hunting. I mean, I love duck meat. I think it's great, but, you know, it's cold, wet, and yeah. Fishing, though, I've been doing a lot more fishing lately. I've just kind of gotten into fly fishing for lake fish, pretty much. I've done a lot of fly fishing for reds and silvers, but I wanted to, you know, get a lighter weight rod and try to see what it's like, you know, going for trout and char and grayling and all those stuff. And this summer, fishing a lake out in Wasilla Memory Lake, I found some really, really fun fish out there. I mean, I landed several exceeding 16 to 18 inches. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, it's, I try to be thrifty with my money, but I will splurge when it comes to fishing and archery. It's really easy to spend a lot of money on that stuff really fast, especially when you buy a float tube, 2 fly rods and a whole bunch of tackle and that kind of stuff. But you know, it's something that I really enjoy and I budget for it. And well, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I don't budget, but yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I've grown up as an Alaskan and I've been given the Alaskan lifestyle, and I don't think I could really live anywhere else.
Thank you.